This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks for having us on this morning. We appreciate you joining us here at Odyssey Houston. Christine Holland is the CEO of Rebuilding Together Houston. She is joining us this morning. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, Sarah, it is my great pleasure. Odyssey and 96.5 have been supporters of Rebuilding Together since 2018.
Now, I've been a part of that with you since 2018, but for people that are listening, like you're listening in your car right now, or you're listening on your smart speaker, can you kind of give the overhead view of Rebuilding Together Houston, what you guys do and what you guys are active in the community?
Rebuilding Together Houston is the only organization in Houston that works on repairing the homes of families all the time, not just during disaster. And every year we serve hundreds of families. We've served over 14,750 in the last 41 years. And the people we serve are homeowners. They are low-income veterans, seniors, and working families. And our goal is to make sure that their homes are safe, healthy, and resilient, and that they can survive the next disaster in our region, which unfortunately,
we don't know when that's going to be.
It's a matter of when.
It is. It truly is. And Christine, you brought up a really good point that the people that you guys service are homeowners. And if you've ever been a homeowner, you know how much maintenance goes into a home. Well, when you get older and maybe you don't have children, maybe you aren't married or your spouse has passed away, that maintenance can kind of fall by the wayside. And you don't get to maintain your home the way that you want to. What Rebuilding Together Houston does is for that community, for our veterans who may have a disability based upon their service. By the way, thank you for your service. They are not able to maintain their homes. Also, you guys, your organization, along with the staff of volunteers, come in and help those homeowners maintain something that they have put their life into and make it possible for them to stay in the home that is their home, which I'm sure that you guys believe is extremely important because there's a sense of pride that comes with having that home. And for people that are listening to this, how would they go about, Christine, getting involved in this? Do you have to have home building or home maintenance skills?
Oh, absolutely not. I myself am not allowed to touch power tools. My staff will tell you. It's a dangerous thing. No, Rebuilding Together the way we work in the community is we use contractors to do all of the stuff that's really complicated. And then we stretch every dollar that we have to serve more families by enlisting volunteers. So over our 41 years, we've had over 300,000 volunteers.
Wow.
And I promise you, they were not all highly skilled.
I'm one of them. I'm not highly skilled. They will find a job that's perfect for you.
Well, and yes, absolutely. We will match volunteers to the level of hands-on work that they are comfortable with, whether it's painting or whether it's manning a circular saw.
Now, if somebody wants to become a volunteer, what are the requirements of being a volunteer?
They really just need to go to our website and register, rebuildingtogetherhouston.org. Sarah, I want to go a little bit of a different direction.
Absolutely.
I wanted to ask you, how many people do you think in Harris County really need our services? So we're talking about homeowners who are low income, whose homes need repair.
I would like to say the number is zero. I know it has to be a lot more than that. My guess would be, wow, 50, 60,000. It's actually 125,374 families in Harris County that need the help of Rebuilding Together Houston. That's a lot of families.
That's our estimate. We live in a city that likes to build everything new, and that's good. We need new affordable housing as well. But sometimes we feel like our families are a little bit invisible because those might be the neighborhoods that we choose not to drive through.
Now, when we're talking about the over 100,000 people here in the Houston area, how many homes have you guys been able to help over your 41 years?
14,750, and that's a big number.
That is a huge number.
But it is a number that is not in proportion to the need.
Right.
And that's why Rebuilding Together Houston is here to speak with you today to let the community know that we need some support. We need donations. Contractor work is not inexpensive.
No.
And we need volunteers. And this is something that everybody can take a part in. And it's really neighbors helping neighbors. These folks, they did the hard work. They achieved the American dream. They bought their own home.
Yep.
And now it's frankly a lot less costly to leave, to help them stay in that home and live out the rest of their lives, which is what 96% of the people we serve say, I want to live in this house my entire life.
Yeah.
And when I go, I want to leave this house to the next generation of my family.
Which everybody should have the ability to be able to do so. That should not be contingent on your ability to maintain your home. That American dream should be attainable for everyone. And with Rebuilding Together Houston, you brought up a really good point, Christine, that volunteers is one of the big things that you need. It's one of my favorite parts of this job is our activity within this company, within the community. We come out and we volunteer every single year. We do it during the month of April, which if I understand correctly, April is National Rebuilding Month. And volunteer home repair program that you guys have, people can get signed up. And this is something that I was talking with one of my friends about. Her son is working in Boy Scouts to be an Eagle Scout. This is a great project, especially if you have a son or a daughter that you want to make sure knows the basics of being able to maintain their home when they are a homeowner.
Sure. Lots of our volunteers bring their kids and their spouse along so that it becomes a family activity. And a lot of the kids get a huge kick out of it. You know, when I was growing up, boys all took shop and girls all took home ec.
Right.
But there's no such thing as shop for boys or girls in high school anymore. And so one of the things that's really great is the more experienced volunteers teaching the younger folks and teaching, you know, even adults who just don't have the skills. You want to learn how to use a saw? Come over here.
Yeah, really is. But I mean, me in my 40s has been a learning experience for me because I did not grow up in a home with anyone that was handy. And I've learned more in the years that we've been volunteering with you all about home repairs. And like you said, there's something for everyone. I'm not great at being handy, but I'm an excellent painter. I've done a lot of painting. I am 4'10", which means everything below everybody else's weight, I'm all on it. I'm caulking down low. And you guys bring the tools out. Nobody has to bring any of their own supplies. You guys supply a lot of that for everybody that wants to come out and volunteer. And for us, it's a day that we get to come out. It's camaraderie amongst the people that you're doing it with. And if you're a homeowner, especially, you know, Christine, like you were talking about, the first generation in your family to be a homeowner, this is a sense of pride too, because you know where you came from, and this is cyclical work because you are setting the example for your children that this is what we do when we make it to a point in our life when we can become the helpers and not the helped. And you're showing people that are in the position that need the help right now that there are helpers around to help you get to that next level. It really is a cycle, and one of the very few cycles that I actually enjoy watching happen, because it's a positive cycle. And your guys' homes, you've probably driven past a home that Rebuilding Together Houston has redone and not even know it, especially if you've been in the East End, because that's where we did a lot of our work. Where are some of the other homes that you guys have worked on?
So, Sarah, we are currently serving veterans anywhere in Harris County who are low income or service disabled. The East End has been our focus neighborhood since 2019, and we've completed over 100 homes. I'm sorry, it was home number 101 with your station Mega 101 last year. And then we're also currently working in the Third Ward. So the neighborhoods we've chosen to work in are some of the oldest and most historic neighborhoods in Houston. Predominantly Hispanic neighborhood in the East End, predominantly Black neighborhood, the Third Ward. And these folks, a lot of them are in danger of displacement because their neighborhoods are changing.
Yeah.
And so we are the choice. You know, if grandma can't sleep at night because the roof is leaking into her bed,
yeah,
which is a very recent homeowner that we helped, she shouldn't be displaced by a developer unless she wants to be. You know, if she wants to continue to live in her home, then we can look at making that a possibility. And then she can pass the home to the next generation of the family, just like you were talking about.
How do people that are on the receiving end, how do you find the families and the veterans that you guys are servicing?
Oh, Sarah, they find us.
Yeah.
It's 125,000 families, y'all.
Yeah.
So a lot of it is word of mouth, other people in the community, in the veteran community, in the East End community, in the Third Ward community. People don't just say, yeah, come help me. They need to gain trust,
right,
and they need to understand that what we do has no bad consequence for their family. It is only a good thing. And also, I like people to think that it's neighbors helping neighbors. People, corporations and individuals and foundations donate to us because they believe in our mission. And homeowners shouldn't feel embarrassed to let neighbors help neighbors. A lot of the folks that we talked to when they were younger, they did a lot in their community, or they still volunteer within their community. So it's neighbors helping neighbors.
Well, I mean, case in point, for the veterans that you guys are helping, you served our country with the highest sacrifice that there ever could be. You were willing to put your life on the line. There is no amount that we could ever get back to you to say thank you enough for that service. But I can imagine that if you are a serviceman or a woman, it can be hard for you to ask for that help when it gets to the point that you might need it. But you make a really good point. You don't think twice about going over to ask your neighbor for a cup of sugar or maybe some milk. It's the exact same thing. You're reinvesting back into the community that you invested in for all these years of your life. And I know, Christine, a lot of the families that we have worked for over the past couple of years with you have been the elderly community who have, they raised their kids in this house, their grandkids took their first steps in this house, and they just have gotten to a point where they can't continue to maintain their home. And you're right, they should be able to live out as many years as they want in the home that they're in without feeling like they're being pushed out of their own neighborhood.
Well, and Sarah, the fact of the matter is it's good for everyone. Even if you are a person who has moved into one of these neighborhoods in a brand new townhome, don't you want the people around you to have a quality of life? I mean, people don't move into these historic neighborhoods only for proximity to downtown. They want to feel the culture of the neighborhood. They want to feel the history of Houston.
Right.
And Second Ward and Third Ward, my goodness, they were established in the 1800s. They're some of the oldest neighborhoods in Houston. And it's good to keep some of that history.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add about Rebuilding Together Houston that we've not been able to hit on today?
Well, sure. Once more, April is National Rebuilding Month, and our affiliate in Houston is one of 120 nationwide. I think a lot of people don't know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's very cool. We didn't invent it. We're just part of a nationwide effort to change people's lives. And I'd just like to say in conclusion, Sarah, I am worried. I am worried about families all over Houston who are living in unsafe housing. Families who worked hard, like you said, to achieve the American dream of homeownership, and they can't afford a new roof or repairs to siding or leaking doors and windows. What is going to happen to them in the next hurricane?
Yeah.
There's so much we can do today to make sure that these houses are safe, healthy, and can withstand the next disaster. And as I said earlier, we need the help. We need the help of the community. We need donations in particular, and we also need volunteers. And it's something everybody can be a part of. If this touches your heart, please go to rebuildingtogetherhouston.org and look at volunteering or donating. Thanks.
And a big thing that we want to add, too, is if you're donating, talk to your company about a corporate match. I learned about that. Corporate match works like this. You can donate out of your own pocket, turn it into your company, and they'll match donations up to a certain amount. So if you're not familiar with your HR department, you should be, because that corporate match is a game changer. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it. And thank you so much for having us as a small part of Rebuilding Together Houston over the past 5 years.
Thank you, Sarah. Your personal interest in this means a lot to me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.